Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Wheels, you see the show just got a nice distinction?
What?
I just sent it to your phone.
No, I didn't see.
Remax has Remax Best Choice Cares, the Eye Care Award, and the show just got the Eye Care Award.
Nice!
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
For the hospice stuff and Operation Food Search.
Oh, I see now. I wonder who that looks like.
I think it's you.
That's great, Dave.
It's weird how much I look like a cartoon.
Yeah.
Like, all you need is the outline of my friggin' head.
It's like, that's Dave.
You're like, that's Dave.
No, that's great, man. Congrats.
Thank you. That's very nice. Thank you, Remax. Mm-hmm. Very, very kind. Do you see that Kim Jong-un is jonesing for some Ozempic?
No.
I'm sorry, what?
Wait a minute. I thought he was perfect.
Nope. He got a little weight problem.
I thought he was perfect, though, because that's their thing, right?
The carbs.
That's their lore. Like, isn't it that he doesn't even poop? That he's so efficient with his body that he just absorbs everything?
Maybe that's it. He's not pooping. Brother ain't pooping.
if Kim Jong-un does it, I'll do it, too.
Is it?
We'll both go on it.
Like, I'm kind of bearing the lead, though. Didn't you think that Kim Jong-un could get anything?
I'm sorry, he's publicly asking for help.
This is what Drudge said.
Oh, well, I mean, so Ozempic would have to be imported because it's not going to be developed there.
But you'd think you'd get anything imported. You're Kim Jong-un.
No, because it's like, there's like, what do you call them?
Embargoes.
Embargoes, thank you. There's trade, like, blockades.
Yeah,
still,
but there's
also...
Still, I
would think if brother wanted an Ozempic, he could get...
He could get something,
market,
right? Like, they could probably develop semaglutide on their own, which is basically the same thing.
Or he could pay someone to travel and go buy it and then bring it back.
Smuggle it in.
Or he could diet and exercise is another...
Don't even say
hey.
That!
We don't want to do that, Rachel!
He's the dear leader.
I want to take the magic pill. I mean, he wants to take the magic pill.
That's the kind of stuff. Like, this guy lived. That's a whole fairy tale thing that they created about their dear leaders being perfect. And they'll shoot a round of golf and it'll be 18 holes in one. And they don't even need to poop because they're so efficient because that's how they were born. And then all of a sudden, like, but not really. Give me them pills.
Speaking of, I started Foundation.
What do you think so far?
I like it.
How many have you watched?
3.
Oh, okay. You're starting to get in then.
Yeah.
It keeps getting better.
I also thought it was a medication.
I thought it's a great
Dave
sci-fi
was
show.
Announcing he was starting some sort of charitable foundation.
Oh.
And I was like, wow, this is a really casual way of rolling that out.
No, it's an Apple Plus show. It's a really cool sci-fi show. Isaac Asimov is kind of the sci-fi brain behind it.
Yeah. Dave announcing he started a charity by saying, I started Foundation.
Yeah.
By the way, I started Foundation.
I've been bugging you about that one for like a year.
Yeah.
It's a good one. The new season just dropped, and we've watched the first, I think the first two has all been out.
I love the thing about the clones that just keep getting woken up.
Yeah, for people that want a tutorial on it, it's based on an empire, a galactic empire. They are humans. They did originate on Earth, but there was a Kleon who was the emperor, and they call it just that person is just called Empire.
Yeah, which is cool.
Yeah. And there's always three of them alive at any given time, and they are all clones of one another. There is morning, day, and night. And night is the old guy who's retired. Day is the one in charge. Morning's learning the ropes. And then they will decant another when it's time.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Holy L said that she thought I was using foundation, which I do. Joe's asking, what is that squeak I keep hearing?
It's either my mic stand it's the door, because I do walk out the door at the top of the hour.
Yeah.
Pretty quick.
You got a pretty squeaky mic.
Either way, it's Kevin's fault.
Yeah, either way, it's Kevin.
Yeah, it's me.
Kevin tends to wait till his mic is on, and then he grabs his microphone.
I tried it. It's just like sometimes it needs to move. I didn't make it squeaky. That it's not my fault.
It's not. It is. It definitely is not your fault that it's so squeaky.
Like I should be able to move a microphone in a studio and not have it go.
I fully have his back on that one.
He's
100% right.
This studio is not even like Wheeler proofed because like there are times where like Chris like put his hand down on the console and like my screen goes out.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah,
how,
like, if he like moves like, too much in too much like
don't
yeah
do
if he
that,
does
go off the air.
But look, if you're watching on the stream, watch how much the screen shakes when I do that.
Now, yeah, Rachel's screen is shaking. It will kill her monitor.
He's getting a lot of support here. Let me just say, doing the show with Wheeler is like doing the show with a really smart silverback gorilla. Coco need cheese.
One of the Planet of the Apes guys with the glasses and the lab coat.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
it. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like Hulk when Hulk's smart and wears glasses.
He's eating pancakes in the
yeah.
diner.
Yeah. He's Professor Hulk.
No, I either watch with my own two eyes or sense Kevin's movements
yeah.
4 hours a day. Yeah. This is just a part of my life.
I mean, I'm not subtle with my movements.
It's like being on a what are the boats that save you when you're on the Titanic, the lifeboats.
Oh, like the lifeboats.
Like, okay, let's be careful. That's whoa! Geez, oh,
the raft with 40 people on it shaking.
Okay, all right then.
Don't
fine.
Put me on no dinghy.
Andrew, you have negative thoughts about your bank and downtown St. Louis. Are they related?
They're not related. So downtown is just it's tough to walk around downtown, man. It's tough to, and I think that this is not necessarily exclusive to downtown St. Louis. I think it's kind of cities in general, but it's tough to see all of the like extremely miserable, like unhoused people on every corner who are like, I've been seeing more and more, I feel like people on like very specifically drugs, just like very clearly out of their mind, standing in the middle of the street, you know, doing the common things you see from like fentanyl, where they've got like the hand on top of their head and stuff, and just kind of like.
Yeah. Seeing more and more of that.
In the middle of the road, just kind of like wobbling around or whatever. And I just feel like you're seeing more and more of that downtown than I ever have before.
Okay. Can we talk about that for a second? I definitely, after all these decades, have my downtown St. Louis sea legs.
Yeah.
I can be driving or walking and see someone zombified, just bent over and sort of swaying back and forth and not lose my mind. Not, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What? But I'm not sure that's a good thing because, Andrew, I said to you the other day, there was a guy out there doing that. He was laying on the sidewalk. And I said, if that were a businessman, someone would call the cops. But because it's not... Mm-hmm. And we're pretty sure what's going on. The guy could be having a heart attack, but we're assuming it's fentanyl, and so we just go about our day. So I'm not sure that having my sea legs is a good or kind thing.
It doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good to see that and think, like, should I call emergency services?
Because when Rach and I did that, we got a whole group of people mad at us because we called for help.
Yeah.
And they didn't like that.
And it's a very bad feeling to have that cynical thought that's like, well, I guess I probably shouldn't call emergency services because, you know, best case scenario, he, you know, wants to feel like this and they're going to, you know, yeah, shock him out of it or whatever.
I want to be clear, though. We are in the hot zone for that.
Yes.
Where our building is the hot zone.
When we walk down to Keener.
Yeah, all of downtown St. Louis is not like this.
It's a good point.
There's plenty of wonderful things to do. Right, exactly. There's plenty of wonderful things to do in downtown St. Louis where you're not going to stumble upon that.
But this is close to Stiefel and Enterprise Center.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Literally across the street. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is in a area that matters.
Where, ironically, the zone for homeless people and people on fentanyl and things like that is smack dab between City Hall and the police department.
City Hall, police department, Wash Ave, and Enterprise and Stiefel.
Yeah.
And right down the road from the library and the War Memorial.
So what is your bank doing to you?
Oh, my gosh. I think all banks are like this, but it's banks are just foolish entities. They want something from you, and then they make it very hard for you to give it to them. I feel like I've seen this all throughout my life from people complaining about, you know, one bank is, you know, if you overdraft, they're going to charge you $40 for not having enough money, and then it's like, well, I already don't have enough money. What are you charging me for not having money for? Like, I'm not going to, now I just won't be able to give you even longer.
That's an old Gallagher bit. You ever hear him do that? Mm.
Well,
like,
I did.
Why do banks charge you more of what they know you don't have?
I did a bad thing. I didn't pay my credit card.
Okay.
I missed a credit card payment. I was like, it's fine. I'll get around to it. And then I didn't get around to it for, I guess, a long enough time. They said 2 days. I feel like it couldn't possibly. First of all, it was longer than 2 days. And also, if you're blocking this off after 2 days, that's insane. But what they did on, I guess it was, had to have been like Sunday morning, they locked my account entirely, which meant that I couldn't, when I went to try and make the payment to fix the delinquency on my credit card, they wouldn't let me do it. Normally I just transfer money from one account to another. You just say, just take it out of here and put it in the credit card account. They couldn't do it. So I called the bank and I got bounced around from like seven different departments on hold each time, to the point where I was no longer being nice. And I'm telling people, these poor people, when they, you know, get on the phone with me, I'm like, why are you making this so hard? I just want to give you the money.
Did you finally do it?
I finally was able to do it. But again, I couldn't do it myself. I had to have them go in, and they were like, well, we're gonna temporarily unlock your account just so we can move this money down. And then we're going to relock your account, and then it'll unlock probably for good at some point later on today. And I'm like, well, why can't you just leave it unlocked? And they're like, well, because the payment hasn't gone through yet. And I'm like, why are you, first of all, that makes me, I'm leaving this bank, because it's like, what do you mean you're just holding my money hostage anytime I miss a $20 payment on my stupid credit card? That's absurd. Sorry.
It's okay.
It was very, very frustrating. There's been a couple other things through the years I haven't cared for about this bank. But the fact that if I don't pay them for a week, they're just going to lock all of my money behind it is absolutely absurd. Maybe every bank does that. I don't know. I've never used another bank. But I find that completely absurd. And then I also found it absurd when I'm trying to give them the money and they're like, oh, but you can't. But you can't because we locked you.
I've noticed that with lots of places, whether it's a utility or credit card or whatever it is. Like, I understand you're mad at me for whatever reason it is, but for your own purposes, just make it easy. Make it more difficult to take money out, but make it super easy to put money in.
Make it super easy for me. I mean, I'm trying to give you money. I'm trying to give you the money that you want me to give you.
So I guess they're just trying to get your attention by shutting the account down.
Yeah, all it is. But it's one of those things where it takes them 5 seconds to lock it down and then like 3 days to unlock it.
As myself, while dunning. And here's what happened when they decided to cut loose. They headed down to.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Do you guys remember Balloon Boy?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. How could I forget Balloon Boy?
My wife watched this.
He's 22 years old now.
Wow.
That'll make you
feel
old.
He's a balloon man.
He's a fully grown balloon man.
Did you watch the documentary?
I don't remember. Is it recent?
I think it's recent because my wife just watched it yesterday.
Then I have not.
And she was talking to me about it, and she and I was like, "Wait a minute, that balloon boy?" And she's like, "Yes." And I was like, "So the dad was behind it all, right?"
Well, the story now is supposedly that they set the thing up, but that they really thought he was in the balloon. That's the story.
Right. And they pleaded guilty, obviously, to having set the whole thing up.
All their charges have been expunged, though. They were they were pardoned by someone, and then all the charges were expunged, so they don't have any criminal history. Okay. And I guess the big point, you can ask Megan, but the big point of the new documentary is that they legit thought he was in that balloon. But awfully weird that he was sleeping up in the rafters of the attic. And
I'm not buying that for a half a second. Yeah, and I was she was talking to me about it a little bit, and I'm like, okay, so just to clarify, the only people who insist that the family wasn't behind it is the family.
Pretty much.
And she's like,
yes, and their lawyer.
I'm like, okay, great. Yeah, sure, definitely checks out, yeah.
Rach, what's the Wall Street Journal thing about public bathrooms?
Okay, I thought this was so interesting. They wrote about this company called Throne Labs, and they're basically trying to do an Uber-type thing with public bathrooms. So the reason why our public bathrooms are so bad is because people will go in there and use them for reasons that are unintended for a bathroom, or they... this article pointed out the fact that Americans have a cultural inability to protect and maintain shared assets.
Wow, that's so smart.
Which is absolutely true. And very sad that we are like
true.
That.
Just look at almost any bathroom at any workplace.
But what Throne wants to do is gatekeep access to their bathrooms, but in a way where you're still anonymous. You're not like... you know, scanning your palm or something to enter this public bathroom. From what I can figure out, you're basically texting and getting a code to allow you to enter the bathroom, mm-hmm. and you have 10 minutes to use it. After 10 minutes, the doors are going to pop open. So I don't know, if you're having like an emergency that's ongoing, this might not be the best solution, but if you just have to get in and go, this is great.
Like, hello world.
Whenever you enter, you're asked to rate the cleanliness of the bathroom. If the bathroom needs cleaning, an employee is dispatched for a cleanup.
And are you paying?
You're not paying. It's a free thing. It's a free public bathroom. But if you are someone who is going in there and consistently messing up the bathroom for everyone else, they have a way of banning you from accessing these bathrooms in the future.
Would you guys, what would you guys pay if there were a pay bathroom service that you go to the Cardinals game, you go to a concert, you go to Chick-fil-A, wherever it is, there's going to be a bathroom where you can pay to go?
Like $5 for the whole night. Other than more than that, like I'm not one of those people who has like a huge problem with the public bathroom. I understand that's a thing. It's a real like mental hang up for a lot of people. I understand that. I don't necessarily have that. Mm-hmm. But if I paid $5 to have access to like the luxury bathroom for the whole night, great. But I'm not going to pay more than that.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would probably, I mean, you know, I might be willing to pay more if I'm having a rough tummy night or whatever, but more than $5 is asking a lot.
Yeah, so a lot of public bathrooms in Europe are pay to use. I don't remember exactly what it was when we were in Italy. A lot of the ones that are like city run or whatever, they were like maybe €2 to get in.
In Italy, are they called "Gotta Take a the Poopa"?
I believe that was what it was.
Good.
Yeah. Do you think that they were actually charging, or they were just charging Kevin?
No,
they were like,
they had little automated doors.
Elevator pass.
You got to put the coins, $5.
You got to put the coins in. And then most of the businesses have them, but only if you're going to the business, like if you're buying something or eating there or whatever.
Do any of you have a problem like with public bathrooms? Like, do you avoid going to a quick trip or something? Sorry, I can't talk.
No. In my life, I bet I've walked into half a dozen that I had to walk back out of because a crime scene was there.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
But as far as going to like a QT or an On the Run or the Cardinals game, nah, I'm fine.
There was a crime scene in the ladies' bathroom here a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. A couple weeks ago?
Yes. And
like recently?
Yes.
Because there was that one that's like a year ago, right?
Is that the one Trish found?
I might have been.
I don't know. I might have blocked that one out. But I recently, I was like about to like lock the stall door and start my business. And I was like, ah! out of there just in enough time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to you. Bernie Miklas joins us. Hello, Bern.
Good to be with you as always.
It's helpful if I turn on the
channel he's on. Helpful when you turn him up.
Well, as I was saying, good afternoon. It's always great to be on with you.
I need a ruling. So before we get into sports, I need a ruling. On the KMOX desk, the shared desk, there's a big Costco thing full of Chex Mix.
Yeah, yeah.
And right next to it is a giant ladle to ladle it out.
Yeah.
But instead, I just shoved my meat paw in there and pulled a handful out.
You're fine.
Party foul?
No.
You know, I swear to y'all, I'm not that finicky about that stuff.
Yeah.
I don't get worked up about it. Maybe it's because if you're with people that you know well, you know, and you trust generally,
mm-hmm.
you know, what it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Like if you're at a party and there's a bowl of chips out, are you scooping those out with a scoop or are you just grabbing them with your hands?
It depends if anyone's looking.
Because most people are just grabbing chips out of there and just like, I'm going to take those.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Rachel. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think you're fine, Dave, because I am a little bit more finicky about stuff like that, but I would just avoid taking the public food.
Because you would assume
You have to assume that that's happening. Yeah. So sure. I think you're good.
Well, it's like the Seinfeld thing, you know, with the Costanza double dipping. I think double dipping's gross.
Yes.
Like as much as I love my guy Wheels, for example, if we're if we're at a little hangout or something, and he's got one of those, you know, scoopable things, or you know, just like a Dorito chip or whatever it is. I mean, he scoops a little dip, he takes a bite, then he puts the chip back in. No, you can't, that's out of bounds. That's an infraction.
Speaking of out of bounds, I learned that I take one day off And my fill-in, Kevin Wheeler, starts poking Bernie Miklas, trying to get him all.
Well, no, that was during the Redbird Rush Hour.
Oh,
that
no,
was
we not had a good DGS. Argument.
Okay.
We did.
I thought that was DGS.
No. And you know, I respected the DGS truces.
No, you know what it is, though? And Kevin and I were talking about it afterwards, and even on the air a little bit. Like, we had a genuine difference of agreement. And I mean, I vehemently, you know, disagree with Kevin. And so I told him why, and then he countered, and then I countered, and then, you know, went back and forth. And at the very end of it, our emotions and passions were real. You know, but at the end of it, you know what we both did? We both laughed. We just like had a belly laugh. and we were getting you know, messages on the board about how I think this is great. You have guys in there talking sports. You totally disagree about something. You argue about it, and then at the end, you're smiling about it.
Yep.
DGS, I don't know about you, you know, Rach, I don't know about anybody, Andrew, everybody that's worked in radio. You know, I've worked at places and with people where you couldn't disagree with them. It would like cause tension.
Yeah.
And I've never understood that. Now, if you're being mean-spirited or taking cheap shots, well, that's different. But I mean, a good, especially sports.
Appreciate it. Going all the way back to law school, the way I learn best is to have two or more smart people take opposing views, do their very best at convincing the other person, and then me as a spectator can walk away and go, I think I'm Team Bernie on this.
Sure, right.
Yeah.
So it was fun. And I, you know, it's possible to do that. You know, the problem, and here I go again, but the problem in terms of like media in 2025, and I think ESPN's and FS1, and there's been a lot of people that have kind of made this worse, where you have these staged arguments and debates. Mm-hmm. They're like fake arguments.
Theater. Right.
Yeah. And so as a consumer of that stuff, after a while, you're like, well, wait a minute. I really can't believe anybody here because it's an act.
Yeah.
But agreed. Like when Wheeler and I disagree, we really disagree, but mm-hmm. we do it in a spirited, you know, entertaining way. And then when we're done, we laugh about it. I mean, so I love that. I absolutely love that.
So, Bern, it wasn't an especially entertaining weekend unless you went to see the Savannah Bananas, but did we did we learn anything about the Cardinals that we didn't know prior?
Three words, sell, period.
Interesting.
There's nothing else to decide here. And I don't care, you know, people say, well, they're only 3.5 out, Bernie, you know, calm down. Whoa. Do they, okay, mathematically, yeah. Are they in contention? Mathematically, they are. Have you watched the team play? Mm-hmm. Have you watched them play for the last 6 weeks, 7 weeks? Have you seen this starting rotation completely disintegrate? Have you seen the offense have to try to scratch for 3 runs a game? And, you know, basically in their last 44 games, they've scored 3 runs or less like 48% of the time. Mm-hmm. When you have the worst starting pitching ERA in baseball since May 30th, and also since May 30th, in just under half your games, you're scoring 3 runs or less. I just ask, and plus the run differential is horrendous.
Yeah.
So I ask you, what about that tells us that this is a legitimate contender? Not a mathematical contender, but a legitimate contender.
Can I give an emotional analogy? So last week, I had a bad week. I wasn't sleeping well. My show prep just wasn't working. I wasn't good. Kevin Wheeler was gone. And the entire 4 hours of my show, I felt behind the eight ball. I felt like things were probably going to go bad. I'm going to have to save it. I'm going to have to pull some sort of victory out of the jaws of defeat here. That's how I feel every game I watch the Cardinals.
Yeah, and listen, that was an extreme version of what they've been, and what they have been is not very good. But it's not a shocker because, again, the rapid deterioration of this rotation is remarkable. And the other thing, too, it's hard for me, and I'm just being very, you know, clinical about all this. You know, it's very hard for me to kind of take them seriously when you consider in July, guys, they're 4-10. They're a minus 36 in the run differential. Mm-hmm. I mean, for people that aren't familiar with like why that matters. You know, run differential generally, not 100%, generally tells you whether a team's legit or not.
Right.
And the Cardinals had a great run differential when they were about 8 games over 500 back on May the 28th. But since then, they're a minus 43. I mean, that's really bad. I don't know how to tell you that. It's really, really bad. So all of the arrows are pointing in the wrong direction. And I just think this is one of those times where I don't listen, and I don't care if they win 2 out of 3 in Colorado. That's fine. I don't care. I don't care if they come back and they play San Diego and they play Miami 7 games and, you know, they go 4-3. I don't care. This team is not built to get to the playoffs. And it's not built, even if there'd be a miracle, to last in the playoffs. There's a lot of great teams in the National League.
Yeah, and there's no, when you speak of the rotation, there's no pointing to the next 2 months and like, this guy's going to be better.
Right.
I mean, like, Sonny's fine, but Sonny has a quality start in less than half of his starts this year, and that's your ace. And Libertor's actually got 10 quality starts out of 18, but he's declining, and now they're giving him the extra rest we knew they were going to have to build in all along. Because he's not had a full season's work as a starter, and you can't just go throw 180 innings when you haven't done that. You're going to break him. And then, you know, Pallante, Fetty, and Michaelis, they are what they are. They're not magically transforming into something else.
So,
I have to say something real quick.
Yeah.
And I know I pick on Miles Michaelis. I'm not looking to. You know, and when he's pitched well, I've praised him. I mean, I'm a pretty simple guy that way. You know, it's a performance-based industry. I was really, really perturbed after that start yesterday. You know, he gives up 4 runs in the first inning, including a moonshot by Suarez, their third baseman. Then he gives up another moonshot to Suarez. And then after the game, you know, I'm watching the postgame show. And, you know, he's on camera for a minute or so. And he said, how did you assess your performance, Miles? He says, well, you know, they hit 2 balls real hard, and unfortunately, they were home runs. But actually, pretty solid. You have a guy who, you know, gives up 2 rocket shots, and he puts his team, you know, in a 5-0 hole, and he actually's got the audacity to come out and look in a camera and tell people, pretty solid. And I know this sounds like hot take stuff. I'm really not into hot take stuff. I am into honest emotional takes, however. And I really mean this. Why is he still here? If you're having a team with all these, you're going to be having, you know, thankfully he'll be gone after this year, but you got young guys, young relief pitchers, young hitters, you got young people in that clubhouse, and you're listening to a guy after he gets his brains beaten in, he's trying to sit there all smug and say, pretty solid. Like, why is he here? Seriously, why would you want that there within your clubhouse culture? I don't understand it.
Doesn't make any sense. And it, you know, he does that thing. He does that all the time, though. That's Miles Michaelis' go-to. Yeah, you know, it's like, well, you know, a couple of soft contact beam. Yeah, what about the 112 mile an hour rocket?
Right.
I mean,
I
pointed this out to you and Matt Pauly on a text yesterday when that was all happening. I'm like, So Eugenio Suarez is a great power hitter. He's got great power. He's got 35 home runs after the 4 he hit against the Cardinals the last 2 days. Right. But he chases out of the zone at an extreme rate. And what does Miles do? He throws him nothing but pitches in the strike zone.
That's right.
Nothing but pitches in the strike zone. Hanging, you know, a 91 mile an hour pitch, you know, top of the strike zone, which is going to get hit all day, every day, because it ain't 97. Right. 97, you can live up there. 91, that's a home run. And then he throws a loopy kind of backup slider that hangs in the middle of the zone that gets rocked. Like, maybe go out of the zone against a guy that chases. But, I mean, like, this is the problem with Miles. Yeah. We've been talking about this years, right, Byrne? I mean, like, he 100%. Throws too many strikes because he's dedicated to throwing strikes. Well, you said before the year you were going to try to throw fewer strikes, and now you're out here just doing the same damn thing you've been doing for 2.5 years.
And that's happening a lot with a lot of the – it's almost like a, you know, an epidemic or something. I mean, these guys are just getting destroyed, you know, earlier and earlier in games. And I was – let me read this note for you, because I'm putting a column together and I got some notes and I got to find this. And I know it's bad radio for me to be digging with it, digging to it. But – if you look at where the Cardinals have been, and like in that series, they were outscored 16-0 in the first three innings of that game. But if you look at, and I can't find this right now, but their ERA in the first three innings of games, and I think it's since June 30th, maybe, it's unbelievable. It's like an 8.93 ERA, you know. And so these starters, it isn't that, you know, they give up a couple runs in the first inning, then they settle down. Maybe they give up a couple more runs in the fourth or fifth inning. Okay. But the offense isn't very good. It hasn't been very good, but they're not giving their teammates a fighting chance to even make a comeback. I mean, it's like disqualifying, if that's the term, where, you know, you give up so many runs early, and every one of those pitchers has been doing it, not every single game, but a lot. And yeah, it's like, how are you going to win when your offense struggles to score three runs a game, when you're giving up five or six in the first three innings?
I wish we had more time. I really want to go
Red Bird Rush Hour tonight. We'll get it.
Yeah, what we sell and what we buy and who's out there. And I find sell that all fascinating. So.
Sell them all.
In the meantime, tell us about Saliga.
Absolutely, and thank you. Love being with you guys, everybody.
Welcome back, EGS 252.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
So, Wales, let's just pretend that Bernie is still here. When he says sell, sell, sell.
Yeah.
What do we have to sell? What do we have that for you is off limits to sell? And what are we trying to get?
Well, the last part is a little bit less defined, but what you're looking at is long-term assets, which is a terrible way to put it for a sport because it sounds boring. You're looking for good prospects or younger major league players that can be a part of the next few years. So if you could get a starting pitcher that's under team control, you know, ideally somebody that's minimum major league salary who's, in their early to mid 20s. You don't want anybody really older than that necessarily, but you're just looking to fill where you have gaps.
So we're not looking for Pete Crow Armstrongs.
No, you're not getting anything like that. You're not going to be getting any established stars. So the guys that are, if you're going to sell, and it's, I mean, that's how it looks today because you just got your butt kicked over the weekend. If it ends up going that way, you'll trade Helsley, you'll trade Maton, probably Steven Matz. Like those three guys would have some value, but none of them are getting you like a future superstar, right? You might get a good player, like a good, you know, future player for Helsley.
Like a J.J. Weatherholt level?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Okay.
I would think more.
Because it's a rental.
Yeah, it's 2 months, right? Yeah. I mean, now, the thing that might benefit you is that the teams that would want him are the very best teams. It'd be the Dodgers, the Yankees, Detroit. These teams are all looking for guys in the bullpen like that. So,
boy, the Dodgers may not need it.
Nah.
I mean, they keep sucking.
They're still in first place, which is crazy. But, yeah, you know, it's, and that just kind of goes to show everybody, too. Like, you know, everybody went nuts because, well, they've got a $330 million payroll. Yeah, well, they're just as susceptible to injuries and everything else like anybody is. I mean, they're... They're going to end up being the best team in the West, and they may end up being the best team in the National League, but the Brewers just kicked their asses this weekend. And you know, that the payroll doesn't guarantee much.
Brewers are
much
doing
many.
What the Brewers do.
That's the thing that's frustrating, and that's what's frustrating, I think, for Cardinals fans. Is you're like, well, we used to be that. The Cardinals used to be the team that found a way every year. You'd get the, you know, the everybody, I mean, like around baseball, the Cubs fans, Reds fans, Pirates fans, Brewers fans, hated the Cardinals because they always had the Cardinals devil magic, and there was always some player that nobody ever heard of who shows up and all of a sudden he's kicking ass. At one point it was Matt Carpenter, it was Michael Wacha, it was Carlos Martinez, it was Jaime Garcia, it was Lance Lynn. They had somebody all the time, John Jay, somebody popping up, and people were like, what the hell? They do this every year. That's now Milwaukee. They're so good in their rotation. They sent down a guy who had a 3.50 ERA. Because they don't have room for him. That would be the best ERA on the Cardinals staff. And they don't have room for him. But if you're looking at the trade assets, you'll definitely see the pending free agents are the ones that are likely to go. Guys like Brendan Donovan have great value. I don't think they're going to do that or anything like that now. If they did, it would be more like the offseason.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.